It was one of those early spring days when we look out the window and we see all kinds of beautiful birds. I saw this one that was actually pretty funny to watch. I'm not sure it was really, you know, funny for him. I think it was a bluebird, and he was hovering near a rear window on our car, just fluttering back and forth, running into the glass over and over again. Now, he was obviously confused and disoriented. He was going nowhere, just fluttering and chattering and crashing into the window. My wife said, you know, I'll bet he sees himself in the glass. And that's what's got him acting crazy. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about the problem with looking at yourself. Poor bird. When he just kept looking at himself, he got all confused and disoriented, and he kept running into things. Just like us. When we get all focused on ourselves, that is. And maybe that's where you are right now. The stress, the hurt, the load has gotten you all focusing on yourself, maybe without you even realizing it. And you may actually be fluttering around emotionally, feeling disoriented, discouraged, even crashing sometimes. You know, God's given us a picture of what this looks like in our word for today from the Word of God in 1 Kings 19, beginning with verse 3. The great prophet Elijah has just come off the most powerful spiritual victory of his life, his showdown with 450 prophets of the idol Baal, where God proved to his Lord by consuming the sacrifice on the altar with fire from heaven. But now the wicked queen Jezebel has ordered a hit on the prophet, and man has he changed. The Bible says Elijah was afraid and ran for his life. When he came to Beersheba, he went a day's journey into the desert. He came to a broom tree, sat down under it, and prayed that he might die. Now, how does such a strong spiritual leader get so low so fast? Here's a clue in what he says to God. I have been very zealous for the Lord God Almighty. The Israelites have put your prophets to death with the sword. I am the only one left, and now they are trying to kill me too. Suddenly, it's all about me. This is in sharp contrast to Elijah's focus when he prayed on the day of his showdown with the false prophets. There he said, O Lord, let it be known today that you are God, that I am your servant, so these people will know that you, O Lord, are God. See, when it's all about God, I'm on top of things. When it's all about me, things are on top of me. Fear, discouragement, being all stressed, those aren't signs of being focused on your Lord. That's a bird who's looking at himself or herself and fluttering all over the place, crashing into things. Isaiah 26:3 says that God will keep in perfect peace the one who has stayed on him. And Colossians 3:15 tells us to let the peace of Christ rule in our hearts. Self-pity, self-centeredness, self-promoting, self-reliance, the harder it gets, the more that self stuff starts to take over, and the more out of control we become. If you've been looking at yourself too much, don't you think it's time to fly to a higher place where you can get your perspective back? To refocus your eyes away from your great load and back to your great Lord.
That's today's A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. For a copy of these daily devotionals and to check out other resources from Ron Hutchcraft Ministries, visit our website, hutchcraft.com. Have you been hoping and praying for a supernatural breakthrough in your life? In the Chapel Message 5 Ingredients for Supernatural Breakthrough, Ron gives 5 ingredients in a recipe that will enable you to have a supernatural breakthrough in your life. For your free copy of the audio CD, 5 Ingredients for Supernatural Breakthrough, call 888-899-8714. That's 888-899-8714. A Word With You is a presentation of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries.